Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to the Financial Wake Up Call podcast with Dave Crossan as we head towards the middle of July. Summer's cooking, and so is the Financial Wake Up Call podcast here today and now with Dave Crossan. Dave, what's cooking here? Summertime,
right,
on the podcast.
All right. Vin, thank you very much. And I wanted to get into a topic that affects a lot of people. And unfortunately, it's one of those things that if you don't get control of it, it can really have a negative impact for now and for any sort of loans that you may take out down the road or different debt you may need, purchase of a home, purchase of a car, whatever it is. Different ways, Vin, to get out of debt now. Unfortunately, there are so many people out there that have a lot of credit card debt. They have debt on a car, maybe the high interest rates because their credit isn't good at this point, and they're just in a bad cycle where they need help. They need different opportunities to figure it out. But the problem is if you don't figure it out and you don't organize it, you're never going to get out of it. So what I'm going to do is just go over some different ideas on how to get control of it. Number one, Vin, you've got to organize your debt. Really go through and say, okay, what is it that I have this debt? Is it credit cards? Okay, I'm making this up, $10,000, and I'm paying $400 a month. Well, what is that interest rate? You know, what am I paying? And really organize all of the debt that you have and break it down into, okay, what is the debt that's the highest? That's the debt I want to go after. You know, let's figure out a way to get that under control and figure out a way to pay that down. And again, how do I do that? Well, number one, you have to have a budget. You have to go through and look at what income is coming in through your job, whatever you're doing right now to make money. And let's figure out a strategy to pay that debt down. Now, you want to keep track of this monthly. Look at all your finances. Look at what you're spending your money on. And I promise you, Vin, with a proper budget, you'll figure out different ways you could save money. It could be that cable bill you're paying $200 a month. Maybe you use streaming and, you know, shave off $50, $100. Maybe it's your insurance you can look at, maybe raising the deductible on your car insurance so that the amount that you pay for your insurance decreases. Look for different ways to save money with what you're currently doing. With doing that, look for opportunities, Vin, to downgrade or lessen your expenses with different things you're paying money toward. This is a big one, and I was shocked to see this number. For a car payment, right now, it's up to an average of about $667 a month. That's
wow.
A lot.
Yeah.
You know, think about that money. Think about that car that you're either leasing or you're trying to finance. Look for an opportunity to possibly get into a car that isn't $667.
Mm-hmm.
Look for different things that you're paying money toward. Say, maybe I can get that down to a $400 payment. Maybe there's an opportunity to refinance the debt that I have on that. Or maybe I just don't need that type of car. Maybe I can go with a smaller car or a car that's not as fancy, if you will. For a lot of people, they don't realize, well, that's a lot of money. Let's say we were able to get that down instead of $667. What if we got that down to $400 or $300?
Sure.
That's significant. So right off the bat, you want to look at different ways you can reduce what's going out of each month as part of your expenses. Downgrading the car, if that's a possibility, the cable services, the insurance, the amount of times you go out to eat. Look to just eliminate a lot of these things that we're spending money on. And I'm telling you, Vin, when you do that, you would be surprised at how much money we spend in different directions on different bills, that unless we do that budget and really see it and look for a way to attack it, because with getting out of debt, you have to attack it. You can't just be like, well, I'll just pay the minimum payment. And no, you're not getting anywhere. You're not reducing that principal. You need to find ways where you have extra money per month to then go after the principal of these different bills, especially the credit card bills that maybe you're paying, you know, 20, 25% or even more. The other thing, Vin, there are so many different opportunities for second jobs, for ways that people can, and I've seen this, where people are able to sell different merchandise or different things through different ways. Amazon, for example, there's one that people have found ways to make an extra, you know, few hundred dollars here. I mean, you can be extreme. People are making a lot of money, but with all the different social media out there and different ways that we can advertise things, maybe there's certain holdings that we have that we could sell, again, to eliminate some of our expenses. Use this as an opportunity for a second job or a second source of income to reduce this debt. Being that there's opportunities to sell items online, maybe there's different things that we own that we don't need that we can sell. Maybe it's jewelry. Maybe it's a purse. Maybe it's something that we're not utilizing. Go through and look at an opportunity to lessen those expenses by getting rid of items that you don't need and utilizing the opportunity for a second job. There are so many ways, Vin, that we can work depending on our schedules that can fit into what we need to do to make some extra money to pay down the debt. Also, too, with your current job, you may be in a position to go to your boss and say, hey, I'm making this. Is there an opportunity to work some overtime? Or maybe you're entitled to a pay raise. Have that conversation. For a lot of people, it's just having the conversation, seeing what options are available to you to say, hey, is there a way that I can make more money with the job that I have? Make sure to look into that, and you may be surprised that there's an opportunity to get a promotion. Have the conversation with your boss and let them know that you're looking to make more money. Here's another one too, especially when it comes to shopping, let's say grocery shopping or different things like that. Put together a list of things that you're going to purchase. Here's the problem, and I'm guilty of it. You go to the grocery store, you have your cart, and up and down the aisles you go. Without a list of the things that you need, I promise you, some things are going to get in that cart that you weren't thinking of. So be very specific when it comes to your shopping of exactly what you need, and to make sure that you don't just go after those impulse buys or different things without that itemized list of the things that you have to get. Also, too, maybe shopping online is another option. Again, you can control exactly what you need by going and getting those items, putting them on your cart, and just getting those items. Also, too, look at different memberships that you may have when you go through all of your different expenses. I've spoken to people where they have multiple gym memberships. You know, they have...
I've heard of that,
yeah. You know, it's like, okay, let's talk about that. Well, I started this gym membership in January, and I didn't like the gym, so I got a good deal. I didn't want to cancel the membership, so now I have this other membership. And look at that as, okay, well, if you have three gym memberships, choose one. Go with one of those memberships. Look for an opportunity to lessen some of these memberships. It could be other things. It could be different things that you are purchasing that are you really utilizing these items, especially with a gym membership. You can't go to three gym memberships or three gyms at the same time. So look at different ways to lessen that. And I see it too often that people signed up for different things and they're just not utilizing it. So be careful with that. Also look at different ways with your shopping. Maybe there's the ability that there's coupons or buy one, get the second item half off. I mean, these are little things here as you're shopping, that there's an opportunity to save money in bulk, items that you know that you're going to use, any opportunity to lessen your bills out there, go for it. The last part of this, and this is where after you've done everything that you can here, you've put together a budget, you've organized your debt, you're going after the debt that has the highest interest rates, you're keeping track of all your finances and all of your expenses each month, and you've looked for different ways to cut down on these costs and look for ways that, you know, maybe there's some items that you could sell online, whatever you can do to go after the principal of the different debt, especially for the ones that have the higher interest rates. And like I mentioned before, a car, you know, do you need a car that costs close to $700? Maybe there's an opportunity to get into a car that will it'll you know, be fine for you. Maybe it's not as fancy as what you have, but if you can save $100, $200, $300 a month and put that to reducing the debt that you have will be tremendous. And also, too, with going through this process, set up little rewards for yourself. What I like to see people do is have like a chart where you see what's going on, the progress that you're making on your debt. You see it, it's in front of you. So as different things get paid off, you're able to see, okay, I started with $10,000 of debt, and now 3 months later, it's down to $7,000, and you see it. And maybe what you say to yourself, well, when I get that down to $5,000, I'm going to treat myself, whatever that could be.
Sure.
It could be an item that you buy. It could be going out for a nice meal, whatever it is. But set up a rewards system, because I think for a lot of people, they start this process, and they just get tired of it. They're like, you know what? I'm doing the best I can. Then they make some mistakes. Set it up as a goal, as a time frame, as a dollar amount that you're looking to pay off, and treat yourself along the way. And I'm a big fan of charts. In addition to setting up a budget, have some visual aids, if you will, as you're knocking these different items out, that you can see, wow, I can't believe I started with $20,000 of debt and now I'm down to $13,000. I'm going to keep this going. So have that set up, have it in a way that you see it, and you mark it off as you go. And then finally, with everything said and done here, with what we're talking about, with different ways to reduce your expenses and different ways to pay down this debt, look at the possibility of maybe debt consolidation, where maybe you have three or four different credit cards that maybe you're able to transfer a balance to a card or a line of credit that has a lower interest rate. A different way to do it is credit card balance transfers. Maybe you have an opportunity, you're paying 20%, but maybe you're able to transfer a balance to another credit card that would be 5% or 4% or maybe 0% for a period of time. So that, again, the difficulty with paying this debt off, of course, is the interest rate that you're paying. But if you're able to reduce the interest rates on the different debt that you have, it will make the process a lot easier. And don't be afraid to call the credit card company that you're working with at the time. Let's say you have a credit card balance with a certain bank. Give them a call and tell them, I'm looking to pay this debt down. What can be done? They may put you in a situation where, okay, you know what? You're at 25%. We're going to bring it down to 10. Again, I'm just making this up. And they may freeze that line of credit. Yes, that may have a negative impact on your overall credit score. But what that's going to do is create a plan that you're not tempted to utilize that card again to make additional charges. So sometimes what you have to do is, you don't want a situation where you're reducing this credit card debt and then all of a sudden you start going the opposite direction. And
sure.
Then you start building up that balance again. You want to make sure you've set this up in a way that you're paying it down and you're not adding to it. So again, these are just little things to consider. Again, go through the process, make sure that you are doing whatever you can to reduce your debt, utilize different opportunities, whether it be for downgrading your lifestyle, maybe a car that's not as expensive, a lower monthly payment. Maybe there's items you can sell online. Look for opportunities to take on a second job or different things that you can do, maybe with your current job where maybe you'll be able to get a raise or work some overtime, and make sure that you've put different charts out there so you can see your progress. And make sure you set it up in a way that there are different rewards, that if you hit a certain number with reducing your debt, you treat yourself to an item, a dinner, whatever it is, and this will help with the process so you keep on track.
There you go. Important stuff. Dave, how can people get in touch with you at Shoreline Wealth Management to discuss this and any number of topics that they could figure out the best way forward?
Excellent, Vin. Thank you. I appreciate it. The phone number is 732-902-7880. We are located in Manchester and Manahawkin. And then, of course, you can visit us at shorelinewealth.com. One last thought that I didn't mention.
All right.
Think about how many times we'll go to a local coffee shop.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of money, $3, $4, $5. Well, guess what? you can make that coffee at home. You can.
Very true.
It's a lot less expensive.
Very true.
And guess what, buddy? That adds up.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the process. Look for little opportunities here and there, a couple dollars here, a couple dollars there, and you're on your way.
Yeah. Makes all the difference. Another great podcast in the books, Dave. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. This information is not intended to be a substitute for individualized legal advice. Please consult your legal advisor regarding your specific situation.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way on your path to financial freedom. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.